The visual storytelling, digital storytelling, I really liked. That's why I used it now. But it gives students another way to be creative and to be more interested in doing stuff. Like, I know when I was a kid, book reports were kind of boring. But if you could say, hey, why don't you create a storybook of, say, your life or your family or something you're interested in? Or how about do a book report from a character point of view? And they can use different media. They can make it a cartoon. Or how about you do a student biography? You can do a historical figure book. As you know, it's the same thing as I was thinking of the movie, but they could do it in book form. I think I hope that they give even more ideas to use this. I think there's a lot of ways you could use it. Hopefully, this is just another way to get kids using technology and also using their creativity and be more interested. I mean, it's important. They have so many things to distract them from technology. It's important that we use technology to help interest them in stuff like content, historical content, or whatever subject you're teaching, to get them to help compete with what you're competing with, social media and videos and stuff like that. So if you use stuff that they're interested in like that to get them interested in content they don't think they're interested in, I think it could be a very effective way to get them into learning more content.